So you've got all this mastered already? You're 2 days into your pro career?
No, I wouldn't say I got it all mastered, but I mean, just taking it day by day. I didn't have a team set yesterday, so like I said, just trying to get better each and every day.
Sterling, how important is it for you when you have guys who are established guys here? You know, we've seen Odell come over to you, and you guys are kind of chatting it up. I mean, the perception is that you guys are talking about things on the field.
Right.
But, you know, when Eli comes over to talk to you, what does that mean to you as a player to get those guys immediately to, you know, try to tune you up right away?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, those guys have had a lot of success in the league, so you know, having those guys being able to coach me up on stuff, you know, they know what they're talking about, so you got to listen to them. And like I said, it's great to have those guys alongside with you. You know, they've had a lot of success.
Does it take a certain mindset to know that if you make a mistake out there, that right away you're going to be able to get back out there and correct it? I mean, as a rookie, I would imagine.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, you kind of look over your shoulder, you're waiting for someone to kind of yell at you.
Right, I mean, this group isn't like about yelling, not much yelling going on. It's just coaching you up and trying to get you right the next time. You know, a big thing with me is trying not to make the same mistake twice. So if something does happen, just be able to correct it and be a pro about it.
Ben McAdoo just said, we're not going to be afraid to use our young players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a young player, a rookie here. What do you think when you hear that?
You know, that's great to hear as a rookie, but you know, I kind of knew that coming in. You know, being drafted in the second round, you're expected to play, and along with the other guys, along with the other rookies, I think we all understand that you know, if you make plays, you're going to be out there playing on Sunday. So that's what we're all striving for, and you know, it's good to hear as a rookie, I guess.
How excited are you about the class, the draft class, especially the top three? It seems like you guys can all make a pretty quick impact on this.
Yeah, I think that was the plan coming in, like I said, for the coaches drafting us that high. They expect you to come in and make an impact immediately. And I feel like all of us had that on our mind and coming in, and that's what we're trying to do every day, trying to get better.
You guys, I'm sure, knew very little about each other before you got here together. How have you come together, especially you and Darian and Eli?
I mean, we spend a lot of time with each other, especially over rookie mini camp and then mini camp after that, having the rookie symposium and stuff like that. It just kind of draws a camaraderie with each other, and like I said, we're day in, day out. We were here whenever the rookies got to go. I mean, all the vets got to go home, so got time to just kind of bond with each other.
There are times even today and during the rookie camp that you and Eli lined up against each other. Is that planned, or is it just happens?
No, that just happens, yeah. He's in on some plays on the script, and I am too, so it just happens that way.
What's your comfort level like at the different spots you work?
I'm pretty comfortable, but I mean, I'm still trying to learn. I'm still trying to get the offense down, and but I mean, it's coming along. I feel a lot more comfortable than when I first came in here at rookie minicamp and stuff like that.
Where do you feel most comfortable?
Everywhere. Wherever they put me, I mean, I've been feeling good. Going outside, when Vic comes in, he'll go inside. We've just kind of been switching around, but I feel comfortable out there. I mean, I'm still trying to get the plays down, and it'll come. I'll get more comfortable as time goes on.
Besides the team stuff, what did you guys rookies do together when you guys had that week after
minicamp? I mean, we went out to different dinners, had like a bowling deal together. It was a whole bunch of stuff that went on over the.
One.
I don't remember.
Not you then.
No, it wasn't me, I guess.
So are you still trying to learn just a few days, you know, and what have you, but can you just kind of give some insight in which ways you feel like you've taken the most significant steps on the field going all the way back to when just the rookies were inside here up through today?
It's kind of hard to say because it's so early, but, you know, just learning the plays is pretty much all, and how to run different routes. You know, you have a way of running a route in college, but it's a lot different in the league. So, you know, that's what he was saying earlier, having guys like Odell and Vic right there beside me. You know, I kind of get to get a visual of it, get to see them run it first, and then tweak the way I run it. So those are just the different things that I've been picking up along the way.
Vic said yesterday he forgot to make you carry his pads. Did you do that today?
Oh yeah. He's been forgetting the first 2 days. So, you know, I had to grab him today. I had to grab the helmet at least.
Did he tell you to, or did you just do it on your own?
No, he tells me to do it. I always make him tell me to do it because he'll forget sometimes. Those are good days.
Do you have any sense of you know, the first round pick Eli, you know, from just being around him and lining up against him a few times? Eli, do you have any sense of what kind of player, what kind of guy he is, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that has a lot of range. It's definitely you have to try to knock his arms down, because if he gets his hands on you, then it's going to be difficult to deal with him. He's got good feet, got really good feet. So, you know, you have a combination of both of those together, you got a pretty good corner. Long corner. Yeah.
What have you done to earn Eli's trust here, Matt, early?
I mean, you know, just catching the ball. I feel like is the main thing. Learning the system is it's going to take a little bit of time. Getting on page with him is going to take a little bit of time, but one thing I can't control is every time the ball hits my hands, try to catch it, and I've been doing well with that, but we'll keep working though.